Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we have now just gotten our acetylene torch, Anthony, to cut off the George Washington Bridge. And we're working at stopping up the tunnel so escape from New York cannot happen.
Why, you don't like de Blasio?
Oh, I think it's great to have a devout communist sympathizer as a mayor of New York who is going to run an experiment in progressivism in New York.
Did you see his kids, Buttercup and Moonbeam?
Can you believe 73% of that shithole over there in New York, where I just came from, voted this guy in?
They can keep him.
Yes, absolutely. I am so excited that they're excited about it.
They can keep him, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, absolutely.
De Blasio. What was it? Buttercup and Moonbeam. Did you see them? They were out there like Grateful Dead hippie dancing and
That's
shit
great,
and everything. Free marijuana for all. Oh,
of course. And we're going to do away with the police department. They forgot David Dinkins. Huh?
Build big gups full of Kool-Aid.
Oh, man. It is going to be such a toilet pretty soon. It's bad now, but I am so happy, dude, that I got my office the hell out of Midtown Manhattan. I'm just so happy.
I don't blame you. Listen, just a couple of seconds of depression. New Jersey election is over.
Yes.
And Christy Cream Buono, like a sumo wrestler.
Christy Cream. Yes.
And there's, of course, the sheep didn't come out to vote.
No.
And basically, both houses stayed the same count.
Yep.
Sweeney's still the bull in charge. Yep. Tom Kane Jr. is still the minority leader. And we lost Loretta Weinberg, not Sheila Oliver, is the Speaker of the House. And now we got Prieto or something like that. He was put in by some political cronies. But Steve Sweeney is relishing in his win. He's such a thug. He called yep. Tom Kane Jr. a trust fund baby. He said that the New Jersey residents, the voters, have spoken, and now he knows what he has to do this year. So, obviously we can't vote him out. So I guess we got to start moving. That was for Steve Sweeney, by the way. I dedicated that burp to him. So we're in big trouble here. Everybody got reelected, all of the gun grabbers and everything. Yep. There was not one upset. Only 35% of registered voters turned out, so we get what we deserve.
But the good news is, Anthony, that we now have an amendment to the New Jersey Constitution to raise the minimum wage.
Correct.
To $8,
yes.
Which is going to take just about every other delicatessen off the block.
Correct.
Pretty much everything else. And the best part about all this is it automatically goes up from there.
Correct. The COLA, Cost of Living Adjustment Index. And Sweeney and a few others have said they would like to see the minimum wage at $15 an hour in 3 to 4 years.
Oh, good, good. That's
so
wonderful.
Whatever few little jobs left in this state will be
moved to Texas.
Okay, pretty soon you won't be pumping your own gas,
no.
New Jersey.
Yep.
I'm telling you now, you'll have to be pumping your
you'll
own
have
gas.
To be
I'm
pumping
sorry.
Your own. We're the only ones that make it mandatory that you let someone else do that.
No gas pumper is going to make $15 an hour.
Right.
And I tell you, it's been a crazy, crazy week. The election was one thing. We have a huge segment at the end about active shooter. We have a special guest in, too, which we'll get into a little later. You know what? Believe it or not, Sandy, the Napping class in May 9th is almost completely sold out.
That's May 9th of 2014.
And, Masad Ayoub is going to be here in April.
Wow.
April 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. Two-day classes. It's a whopping $400 for a 20-hour class.
Oh, man.
And we sold out half already.
Each class
is limited to 32 people, half sold out. He, just like Napping, is exclusive to Gun for Hire. And I'm telling you right now, if you haven't booked Napping yet, you better. Yeah. Book it. Oh. Because he's not going to be back for another year to this place, okay?
Right. He only can spare a certain number of days in a year.
Correct.
And it's totally booked out.
Correct. So if May's you want to see right? my master, right now he's only here April. Oh, April. For Napping? And Napping is Napping's here like three more times in 14 after May, but Ayub is only here to one time. It's a Saturday and Sunday class or a Monday and Tuesday class, and that's it for another year. He won't be back in Jersey for another year.
And that's the MAG 20 class, right?
MAG 20, yes. Judicious use of deadly force taught by the master. And if you've read anything by Ayub before or read his book In the Gravest Extreme or The Truth About Self-Protection, get your asses here and sign up for that class. You have to pay the $400 in full because I had to make a financial commitment to him to get the master up here, but that's what it takes. But again, we're one-third sold out, a little more actually than that. So if you want to get in, you got to get in. Now, I got to talk real quick. I need to reach out to Ainsley and a few other of my brethren out there. I'm getting a ton of emails. I got a check from Matt Trimmer for $75 made out to Gun for Hire. What is going on with the Colored Coalition? Hello, Frank Fiammingo. Hello, Ainsley Reynolds. What is going on with the Colored Coalition?
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
No, we couldn't give you caffeine. And we're back to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners in a state that is across the way from one of the biggest future cesspools in America.
You see all the young kids walking past the studio window?
Yeah, it's
Isn't
great.
Isn't that great?
It's wonderful to see.
Range is doing great, full of families, full of friends, in the cafe, walking by. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
It really is a whole family environment.
Yes.
It is just so good to see that, especially in a pit like New Jersey.
Correct.
We're
in the studio, and if you've been to the Woodland Park Range Gun for Hire's headquarters, we have a huge window, 4x4 window for the studio, and it's just a constant flow of people, women, children,
gawkers,
kids, gawkers. There's some gawkers, too, but it's just a great thing to see.
Yeah, it really
you
is.
Know. By the way, talk about friends and family. This segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic. WaldorfCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic on Facebook in Bridgewater, New Jersey. We'll go see Dr. Eric and mention Gun for Hire Radio, and you get a free scan and a free checkup and a free adjustment. Now, if you do not live near Bridgewater, you should post it, replicate it, repost it, email it, or whatever, because we have to help those who are going to help us. It's important, especially now we are outnumbered in the House and Senate. I hate to say this, but thank you. At least we have Christie and not Corzine or somebody in it.
That's very true.
So we have to look at it that way.
Progressive as Christie is, we're happy with him instead of what we could have had.
Yes, I got an email from a gentleman named Scott, and last name rhymes with sock. And he said to me, if I could please refrain from doing Row, row, row your boat.
Oh, really?
Gently down the stream.
Like that.
Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is what a dream. Yes, I can't say his last name. He wanted to maintain. He's an NRA board member, and he's the executive vice president of AJRPC. His name is Scott
anonymous.
Sock. It rhymes with Sock, his last name, but I can't say his last name.
He wants to remain anonymous.
He's going to rename. So I respected that
yes,
just now.
Yes, of course.
Right?
I see
I did
that.
A good job.
It's very good.
So no
well.
More row, row. Row your boat. Okay, I want to share some letters before we get into our monster segment here. This is from Steve Solomando. I have to share this little snippet with you.
Last Probably month, not his real name.
No.
Go ahead.
I have to share this little snippet with you. Last month I was in Atlanta visiting a relative in the hospital. I was wearing my I Will Not Comply t-shirt.
While All walking, right, Steve.
While walking down the hallway, I passed a rather elderly lady. When she noticed the front of the shirt, she said, "Gun for hire." Wait.
Another listener.
Yeah, she said, "Gun for hire." That excites me. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to explain it to her. Could
wonderful.
She be a fan? Yeah, she's definitely a fan.
Yes.
You know, here's one from Marcus Hirschhorn. Marcus is he's on the board of NJ2AS, and he's an all-around great guy. I just listened to show 126 and got really pissed when you guys were talking about the New Jersey gun control laws getting passed federally. Not because it isn't true, but because of how many students in my school, my gunsmithing school, either don't care because that's in your communist state, so why should I give a crap? Or better still, I'm not into politics, dude. I just like working on guns. What the actual F do these people not understand? Is it not painfully obviously that what starts in New Jersey spreads like a cancer? I'm not even talking about the 100-year-old Elmer Fudd's trying to desperately to zero in the worse than ill-maintained deer rifle. I'm talking about young guys my own age who want to work on guns for a living. How could these people think it would not affect them? So here's the real question. Other than taking a sledgehammer and beating the facts through their thick skulls, how can we get across to the apathetic, especially the ones who should know better? For F's sake, their livelihood is going to depend on this. Marcus, welcome to my world.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
You can't get across to the apathetic.
Did you know Cory Booker is referred to as the star senator from New Jersey?
The star?
In all of the papers, he's referred to as our star senator.
Unbelievable.
You people that helped elect Cory Booker, this
Idiots.
Is what we have. When
Idiots.
Obama wants to pass gun control, there's another
there
vote.
Is.
When Obama
right.
wants a liberal judge, there's
there
another
it is.
Vote.
Another
okay?
appointment. Right.
So, Marcus, I agree. And we have a ton of listeners from out of state. We
right.
really do. Rob Morse, who has his own podcast out west. Paul Lathrop. All of these guys listen to our show. They support us. They send money to NJ2S because they know what happens in
yep.
New Jersey doesn't stay. Sandy's been saying that since the beginning of time with
it
our podcast,
like
with our
cancer.
Radio show.
Yep.
And let me tell you, I agree, Marcus. It's frustrating. Ron Sousa goes to the shotgun clubs. We don't sign papers. You know, yep. Sandy Muldoon goes to Tenafly. We don't sign anything without approval from our board. Pussies, the lot of them. Okay? That's all right. We'll wait till all our rights are taken away.
Well,
okay.
you know, I have to say something for the Hal Trapp Club, because I stopped by the Hal Trapp Club with Lonergan signs, and they put them all over the front of the place. So, you know, some of the guys do care, even some of the FUDs do care.
You know, it's bad. Corey Vaughn wants to know is he crazy to think that it's a leftist wet dream that it simultaneously is an attempt to crash the healthcare industry, driving towards single payer, while at the same
yeah,
time doing a
Piven,
clouded
baby.
Piven by
yeah.
overwhelming the system with an overflow of Medicaid signups. I agree.
Absolutely.
And we've heard this a million times. If you've never looked up clouded and Piven, look it up, read about it, learn about it. Sandy, I'll give Sandy credit. He opened my eyes to clouded and Piven 3 years ago. I'm aware, and it's coming soon.
Absolutely.
Okay?
To a neighborhood near you.
Did you see we have the half black, half white Alfred E. Newman president from Mad Magazine. The healthcare system's down. He's like,
you just,
what?
Alfred E. Newman.
Yes.
You lost half our audience.
Mad
with
Magazine.
Alfred E.
Google
they
Alfred
like,
E. Newman.
They know Mad Magazine.
And the caption over his head is, what? Me worry? Okay. So plausible deniability again. Yeah. Four people signed up for Obamacare in Delaware. There's over 700 bootleg Obamacare sites that are stealing your information. Here's the tip for you all. If you get on a site that takes all of your info and processes it, it's the wrong site.
Yeah, if you got through, it's the wrong site. Healthcare.gov, still not working. We should have one of those countdown clocks up on the wall, you know, how many days to Obamacare. Do you realize Kathleen Sebelius came out and admitted that they are not doing background checks? So obviously a felon is taking your personal information and giving it to the Internal Revenue Service. But then I repeat myself.
I got a quick one from Corey Sandy again. This is scary, guys. Listen to this. My 10-year-old daughter and her friend, while walking the dog, were followed by a white van. The van pulled in front of them and stopped. Rolling the window down, the girls ran to a neighbor, hoping the men in the van would drive on. Police were called and all is good, so thankful for our smart girls and the police.
Wow.
You should keep your eyes open. Corey, your girls should learn that if a van stops, they should run in the opposite direction of whatever way the van is pointed, unless, you know, whatever's closest for safety, like a neighbor or something. But if you run the same direction the van or car is pointing, they'll be able to follow you. It's hard for the van to make a U-turn or a K-turn in the middle of the street. They should never approach a van with a promise of a puppy, a duck, a rabbit, or whatever the case. So your girls did a wonderful thing. I will tell you that right now. They really, really did a wonderful thing.
Well, that says something about their dad, too, doesn't it?
Correct. It's really, really good that that you taught them well, and thankfully, you know, any type of problem was averted. We've discussed this many times
many,
on the show.
Many times.
And even you people out there that walk and stuff, when you go out walking or jogging, you should walk or jog in the direction of traffic.
So without the damn earbuds.
No earbuds in your ear, but you should walk or jog in the direction of traffic. Be careful of blind corners when you turn a corner around hedges or something, because someone could be lying in wait. Always take a wide corner. Come around so you surprise whoever might be lying in wait for you. But the girls did good. I would never tell them to get a license plate or anything. I don't want them to stand around too much. As soon as they felt that sixth sense threat, a van pulling over, a window rolling down, there's no reason for a van to pull over and ask 10-year-old girls a question.
Right, exactly.
Okay, only bad reasons.
We'll be back right after the break to discuss active shooter with Detective Sergeant John Uzzolino. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knapp has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knapp on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Where's my electric cigar?
Where's my snare?
Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this segment is brought to you by New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.
Cheaper
only
than a back
swap. $35.
Back waxing. That just got caught in my throat. Back waxing. Okay.
Facebook page, NJ2AS.
Yeah.
Web is NJ2AS.com. These guys are all over, all volunteers, all over. They're constantly working gun shows, grand openings. They've been here a million times with table setup. $35 a year, as we said before, for Marcus, what stays in New Jersey does not stay in New Jersey.
Yes,
remember
exactly
that.
Right.
Guess what? I have an accolade for the NRA.
No way.
Yes. Well, you know, the NRA, that one spokesman they have, the African-American Colin Noir,
yes,
I think he's very great and relevant. They just picked up another paid sponsor.
Yeah, like this guy.
His name is, let me get his name now, Austin Weiss, okay? And Austin Weiss owns a body shop, and he restores old cars
and motorcycles.
Yeah. And he collects guns, and he's tattooed, and he's bald with a huge beard. Damn, NRA, I am proud of you.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to reach the young kids. We're going to reach the inner city kids. We're going to reach the middle class kids out there. When you have a guy like Austin and a guy like Colin Noir as the face of NRA now, instead of a 100-year-old guy that smells like mothballs and dirty Depends, this is what we... I said that out loud,
yes,
right?
Inside voice.
I'm sorry. This is what we want. So I want to commend whoever's behind this in the NRA, because this is exactly what we need. We need some youth out there.
Yes,
now,
sir.
I want to talk about this. I get a text message from Detective Sergeant John Uzzolino last week saying that there's an active shooter situation in the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. I turned the TV on, and the last time I saw that many cop cars in one place was the original Blues Brothers movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
Right, yeah.
All right? There was, what, 200 to 300 cops, John?
At least, yes.
Okay, that's John's voice you hear. Now, John works at Gun for Hire here. He's a weapons and tactics instructor. He's a SWAT officer, detective sergeant in Woodland Park. He also works retail because he got a big brain. He can work anywhere. John is working in a team with Sergeant Bill Fierro from the state police. So we have their two heads together, and we have an active shooter class. We have civilian response to an active shooter situation. It's a four-hour class that covers what to do if you're in a mall, a ball game, a church, or synagogue, and someone like this knucklehead walks in and starts firing an AR into the ceiling or something. Now, a huge article was done on us this week by the Herald News and The Record, which was really, really wonderful. Did you read it, John?
Yes, I did.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, very good. Even though, Mr. Kelly, you gave him a horse's ass award before.
I gave Mr. Kelly. He wants to take me to lunch. Mike Kelly wants to go to lunch with me. He also wants to have a shooting competition with me. He wants to go head-to-head and see who can shoot better.
Nice.
Well, you know,
okay?
Hey, on that note, we're going to talk about this a little later, but he wrote a great article, I think, from an anti-gun guy,
yes,
that led off with you all about this active shooter program.
Correct.
In the largest newspaper in the state of New Jersey.
Correct.
But I'm starting to see his attitude change a little bit.
Listen, the world is a scary place.
Yes,
we can't
it
control it. John, now as one of our chief instructors here, and you have two young boys, how old are the boys?
8 and 9.
And you're on your first wife still, right?
Do I have to answer that?
Okay, so you have a family, so
you're armed. You can,
you know, so what John is doing is, we sat down in powwow. He's teaching his class not only from the perspective as a trained SWAT officer.
Right.
He's teaching his class as a father and a husband,
yes,
with children.
Yes.
You know, CBS News is coming this Wednesday to film our class,
CBS New York.
CBS New York is coming to film the class.
That's
this
great
class is real interactive. You know, it's not just all PowerPoint. It's these guys talking. They're going to give demos and samples on the difference between cover and concealment and how to run. John, give us a little bit of idea of what we should do or shouldn't do. Throw us some pearls of wisdom while I take a nap.
Okay. Well, the first thing in our human nature is to run from situations. When we were talking about putting this together, I said we could do this class in 5 minutes, and I yelled out, run! Everybody laughed. But that's not always what you should be doing in situations. There's times when you run, there's times when you hide, there's times when you fight. So we want to get across to people, give them ideas. When it does hit the fan, you're not just going to run out into a situation where you may get hurt or get your family hurt. We want you to stop for a second and think, okay, this is what I should do. Maybe I should cover here. Maybe I should find something to shield my family. Maybe I should hide, or maybe I have the means to take him out before anything else gets worse.
It's true.
And you have to, this is not something that you can just instinctively know what to do. This is something that you guys train all the time.
Right. We could train, and you know, every situation is different. So this way, if you come across something that you're not sure of, at least you have some kind of basic training in the back of your head. Okay, maybe I should do this at this time. Right. Maybe I should do that.
Right. Yeah, perfect idea. Because, like you said, you have three different options. Which do you apply at that what given situation?
Right, correct, yeah. And the big thing is, like you said, with your kids, I constantly tell them, if daddy tells you to do something, you have to listen to me, and I'll keep you safe as best as I can.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard me say before, if you're with an elderly person who's in a wheelchair, you have to make, if you are with your grandfather, John, in a wheelchair and your two kids, you have to make a decision.
Right. Grandpa's mm-hmm. cover.
Yeah, you have to. You have to make a decision, and people don't know when this melee ensues. We talked about it with the LAX thing. You know, I talked about this very issue, and here we go. It happened in the mall. Now, this ended okay because he went and took his own life, and he didn't shoot anybody. He didn't want to hurt anybody. But, you know, who knows? Who knows how it could have turned out?
And we've been talking about this for a while. Detective Mack was talking about it. I can't even say his name, but. Detective Joe, let's call him, also came in, who's in, we can't talk about him because he has a special assignment right now, but about the Mumbai-style attacks, about the Kenya-style attacks, these are proving grounds for what's been, for what's going on, we think, now, in the United States.
Right.
All you need is 100 guys to really take down America, if you stop and think about it. 50 teams of two guys walking into a mall. You don't even need to do this with firearms. You could do this the way they did it in Kenya with machetes. And it would be even better with machetes because at least there's just gore and blood everywhere.
Right.
Everything would come to a complete, utter collapse. No one would ever shop again.
You know how we talk? Yeah, Amazon.com and UPS stock would go through the ceiling. Right. Nobody would go to a mall again.
Exactly. Right.
You know, we talk about situational awareness and controlling your environment. You know, if you work in the mall, you know, like they tell people, run in the bathroom and hide. If there's no exit, I'm not all for that. Okay, unless I can stack 40 or 50 coworkers up in front of the door.
Exactly,
you know, hello, fellas, guess what? I need to make a mountain of cover.
Yes. Knock them out, stack them up.
And you know where I'm going? I'm going right in the Apple Store and beating the shit out of all them pasty white sales guys.
Then run through their back door.
I'm knocking them. If they have a back door, some stores do, some don't, Sandy.
Right. Right.
Not every store has a back door access in a mall. You have to be aware of that. You know, I got an email here, John, from Greg DiBernardo. He says, you probably won't be able to pronounce my name, I know, but maybe Sandy can write it out phonetically in crayon for you to read. F you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
F you, Greg DiBernardo. You know, he first thing he talked about was this Marine that put his gun in his waistband and went to help the 500 police officers in the mall.
That'll work out
okay,
well.
Okay, now he got locked up because he looked suspicious. They patted him down. They found the gun. Right, John?
Right. Yep, yes.
But Greg has a great angle. What if somebody like me, who has a New Jersey CCW, was in the mall and annihilated the guy, okay? Would it be a wake-up call for CCW in New Jersey?
Well,
what do you guys think?
Once we got you bailed out.
Okay. Well, carrying a gun, I have a legal carry permit.
Yeah, but you know New Jersey, baby.
But I have a legal carry permit. I can legally carry in that mall. You know, Opie goes crazy in the mall. I see him shoot two people. I walk over. I put him to sleep.
Opie.
Okay? All right? Yeah. I walk over. I put him to sleep. I drop my gun down. I put my hands up. I get down on my knees. I comply. I get locked up. I get processed. They see I have a legal carry permit. It was a clean shoot based on 30 witnesses' testimony. Seriously, right. Ooze, what do you think?
It probably will be a big wake-up call because nobody understands that there are CCWs in New Jersey. Everybody thinks that it's security guards only, or for your job, that you're not allowed to carry outside that point. I mean, I know some of them, the stipulations are on that, but like you have a CCW in New Jersey, I think it'll be a big wake-up call for people.
But it's, we're talking about one of 1,900 people.
No, I know. My CCW permit says valid during course of employment, and employers listed as gun for hire.
Yes.
So if I'm on my way to work and Rob called me and said, stop at the Apple Store, we need something for the system, I'm working.
Right.
I can, unless it's a gun-free zone like a school or a post office, I can go in there. So Greg DiBernardo, he makes this point. I read it off the friggin' crayon. Okay, that's how Sandy wrote it. He wrote it with Bert Umber was the color. Okay, so listen.
I'm Tuscan. What can I tell you?
It's a great concept that he's talking about. Now, Greg, let's divert from this a little bit. We're talking about people running in a million directions. The number one thing, what happened in LAX, the same thing that happened in this mall, 90% of the momos in the mall didn't realize it was gunfire.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Sure.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Movies are the killer.
Yes.
Pa-pang, pa-poom, pa-ching, you know? When they hear pop, 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 pop. Oh, what's that? Somebody's popping balloons. Then your friend's head next to you implodes.
Yes.
Right. And then what happens, right, Sandy? Normalcy bias?
Right.
For 13 seconds,
yep.
John, what war?
Exactly right.
Poop, yep. And then your head implodes.
Yes.
Okay. So, John, you guys as SWAT officers are trained to sweep and search.
Yes.
We're talking about 2.1 million square feet, John.
Yeah. That's why it took him to 3 o'clock in the morning to find a guy.
2.1 million square feet to sweep. Now, what would you offer? I'm in the Apple store. I'm huddled behind about 80 employees. I got them all knocked out, right? Mm-hmm. Every time one awakes, I put them back to sleep. So they're all stacked in front of the door, and you guys finally open the door.
Mm-hmm.
How do I act in front of you guys so you know I'm friend or foe? What should I do? This is a great tip.
At that point, like you said earlier, you know, keep your hands up so we see your hands. Anytime you're going to go or move, it's going to make us nervous and react for that. So keep your hands free so we could see them. We're probably going to be yelling, let me see your hands, let me see your hands. Get down on your knees if possible. Just anything less movement, the better.
Do you hear that? Because these guys are all keyed up. Now, this was shots fired and he disappeared.
Right.
So they're keyed up.
They don't know
if this
who he
was
is.
A Mumbai or Kenya where there were bodies strewn everywhere, these guys are scared shit too.
Sure.
I don't care. They're SWAT officers. They're dressed up.
Dude, you want to go
they're
home.
Keyed up. I want to talk about that. Least movement as possible. Let's hang on to that for when we come back, please.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much to all of you who have been supporting Gun for Hire Radio's new project that we're calling Guns for the Needy. So many of you from all over the country have been sending your $30 in for the Gun for Hire Radio limited edition I Will Not Comply t-shirt. And so many of you have written back and told us how much you really like the shirts. They're all individually custom made right here in New Jersey by Kick-Ass Custom Tees, and we want to thank them for their participation in this program. All of the proceeds are going to go directly to legally arming, educating, and training the most vulnerable members of our community. Those folks who are forced to live and raise their families under constant fear in New Jersey's crime-ridden inner cities. We've told you, it's our vision to enlist these newly licensed, educated, and well-trained armed citizens in our fight, and then send them back out into their own neighborhoods to educate their families, friends, and neighbors about the oppressive, unconstitutional anti-gun laws that intentionally make us citizens unwilling victims, subject to the whims of a terminally corrupt political system that rules our courts and the gangs of thugs that rule our streets. Well, thanks to you who have already sent in your money in support of this great project and patriots just like you, freedom, real freedom, is within our grasp. And you've got an opportunity to become part of this historic event. Just simply go to the gunforhireradio.com website and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. From there, you'll be taken to a page that'll allow you to donate and get your kick-ass I Will Not Comply custom-made limited edition t-shirt that shows your support. Help us to beat the gun grabbers at their own game. Go to gunforhireradio.com and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. Do it right now. Bloomberg, Holder, Pelosi, and the New Jersey legislature will hate you for it.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
Freedom, give me some freedom.
Welcome back to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
1,000,007.
1,000,007. This segment is brought to you by Montville Office Suites. MontvilleOffice.com. MONTVILLE Office.com. Located in Montville, New Jersey. Four major highways run through. You can lease or rent $59 a month. Beautiful virtual office space. And Ron's place is like a Chinese menu. You can keep adding from each column.
There we go.
Well, I can't say a Chinese menu.
Go right ahead. I get the hate.
Is everybody familiar with a Chinese menu? How you can add one from column A, one from column B?
Please, you're making it worse.
MontvilleOffice.com.
Move along.
MontvilleOffice.com. Go see Ron. Go to his Facebook page. Like his Facebook page. Anybody you know that has a white van, that's a jobber, that's a sheetrock, spackle, plumbing, whatever, hook him up. Go see him. You need an office like this. You need a professional office. You need a receptionist in front. $59 a month?
Yeah,
really?
That's ridiculous.
I mean, to support a guy like this, where do you see this place when you go on MontvilleOffice.com? All right. I want to talk real quick. The new Knappin' book will be here next week, fourth edition.
Nice.
We'll
Knappin'
be at the
four.
Woodland Park Range. Also, if you don't have the What's in
hey,
Your
did
Wallet.
Did we get our free
no,
book?
No, we didn't get any yet.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. You think, why are we plugging his book?
Well, we got to remember, too, that his book is here and also the card, the gift from Gun for Hire and Knappin', the What's in Your Wallet card.
That I like.
Stop by the Woodland Park Range and pick up your Get Out of Jail free card.
Yeah.
We need you to get that. But Knappin' stuff, be here. And don't forget, coming January, Calandro for NRA. Calandro for NRA. So, John, I was just thinking, if I'm hiding, I got my phone in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous. I'm scared.
Right.
The door finally cracks open. I don't know if it's the good guy or the bad guy.
Right.
You're looking for movement. I'm going to want to put my phone in my pocket because I don't want to drop my iPhone 5 on the floor. That's probably not a good idea, right?
No, not at all. Don't reach into your pockets or anything like that because we're going to think the worst at that point.
Okay, now, go ahead, John.
You had said that, you know, we're on awareness, too. And when I go on these types of high-risk jobs, my adrenaline's so hopped up, my head feels like it's going to explode.
Yeah, you want to get home to your wife and kids.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you're going to see movement, and, you know, it's going to make us nervous. You know, less movement. I have my phone, whatever you want to tell us, just don't move those hands out of the way so we could see him.
I would not at that point try to explain the situation.
No.
Just comply. When they put the bracelets on you and they realize you're a good guy, then you can talk all
right.
you want.
Exactly. Right.
Now, we're discussing this Garden State Plaza, which was still lit. I don't know if the SWAT team shut lights off in each area as they swept it or they kept it on, but what if it's a Mumbai-type thing? What if they knocked the power out?
Right.
Now it's dark. Now you got the SWAT team coming in with flashlights, lasers, weapon-mounted lights and stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's different reflections. It could be smoky, like it was in Kenya. We don't know the situation.
It's a war zone.
But here I am. Listen, let's talk about active shooter. I'm hiding in the Apple store in the back room. I don't know who's coming through that door if I have to fight or I have to give in.
Absolutely right.
So I don't know. So I have to be keyed up. I'm like in a position ready to punch whoever comes through the door, and all of a sudden the muzzle sticks through, and it's a good guy muzzle. So you have two sides equally keyed up, equally scared shit, equally on edge, to both sides. Listen, there was people calling from inside the mall. We want to come out, but we don't want to get shot. We have a back door. Can you send a cop by the back door? They didn't know what back door to send the cops
right.
to.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they
half
told
of those
them,
things aren't
yeah,
even
they're
labeled.
Not marked.
Yeah.
So they told them to open the door slowly and come out with your hands up. Lo and behold, there was cops outside who drew their guns and said, get down on the ground, put your hand. And they were like, we're good guys. We're
right,
good
right.
guys. All right. But you got to
bad
talk
guy
about,
can say he's a good guy.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's exactly what they did in Kenya. There were a number of actors in Kenya,
right.
but only a few people who were dead were still there.
Correct.
Everybody else changed clothes and walked right out with the rest. How do you know?
Don't know.
We don't know. So John, what else? So what about now? I would want to, I say, you know, it's so easy for me for this chair to say I don't want to run where there's no exit, but who the hell knows where I'm going to end up?
Exactly.
Okay? I don't know where, you know, we talked about it the other night. I'd be hoping that I'd be, you know, trapped in the food court for 7 hours while, you know, close to the Cinnabon kiosk.
Exactly, or something, near some sort of fried food.
Imagine the active shooter walks by and me and three or four of my instructors are sitting around eating Cinnabon.
How's it going?
What's up?
What's up? Can you get me some coffee?
So you know, if you want to get, well, if there's a Dunkin' Donuts in the mall, you probably should hide there first, because isn't that where the cops would go first?
Probably, yeah.
Right?
You gotta secure that
martial
first.
Law.
Yeah. Yeah.
See?
Yeah, you
secure Dunkin' Donuts.
Carbs go a long way.
Imagine you go up to the Dunkin' Donuts. Yo, listen, we secured it, so jug dish. We need 600 cups of regular coffee. Wait. Jug dish. We need 600 cups of regular coffee and 25,000 munchkins.
All chocolate,
yes. Get to work on them right away. So, we want them all glazed by 2 o'clock.
So now let's talk about normalcy bias and people that this is our fat, lazy, sense of entitlement world that we're in today.
Yeah.
This son of a bitch walked through the mall with an AR-15 firing the ceiling. Nobody intervened.
No way.
He walked from one end of the mall to the other. No. Nobody intervened.
Dude, you have to understand, this is New Jersey, where guns are so unfamiliar to everyone.
Uh-huh. But not one person had the initiative.
No.
If I was in there without a gun with John, I'd be like, what the fuck is this? Let's tackle him.
Yeah. Right.
And wait till the police come.
Yeah. They had one guy in the news. They were asking him. He walked right by me, but he said he wasn't going to hurt anybody, so I just let him go.
Seriously.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Sure.
Again, normalcy bias.
Sure.
This is when we raise the society to be like sheep.
Yes.
Wait for the police to protect us.
Dial 911 and wait for someone to come in.
One or two guys. The kid was pretty buff. I saw pictures of him like Facebook.
Right.
So, you know, he's pumped up. He might have been on drugs or something. Two guys could have taken him down. And it wasn't like he had a handgun. He had an AR.
Right.
So two of us could have came up behind him.
Sure.
You know, and you see the size of these kids that walked the mall. Mm-hmm. We could have dropped him like a ton of bricks and held him. I would have stood there kneeling my 370 pounds on his neck with my knee or his throat till the police got there.
Right.
And the mall security is really trained in Paramus. And Paramus, the Garden State Park Plaza, they're closed on Sunday. So local PD, state police, FBI, have you ever trained in that mall, John?
No.
But the police departments use it for active shooter.
Yeah.
So they're trained in that mall. And the security
in fact, they did
trained.
Have an active shooter training seminar just a week or so ago, right?
Right, yeah.
At the same mall.
So it just goes to show you the lazy society we're breeding now that don't care. We let a guy walk around with a gun and everybody just starts running and nobody knows where to run. You know, it would have been nice, though, Sandy, like if you and I were at the paparazzi just finishing our dessert when they evacuated everybody.
that's
a win.
That would have been a win.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's right before I gave the girl my credit card.
Yes, exactly right.
Evacuate them all. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll take something to go.
You know who I really felt bad for, John? I felt bad for the parents whose kids were working in that mall.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
They had to wait till 3:30 in the morning, you know,
to find out if their kids were okay.
I mean, because we didn't know at the time he just killed himself. Who knows?
Yeah.
He could have shot somebody. Maybe he went in there for a girl he was obsessed with.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Grabbed her by the hair or whatever. Yeah. Nobody knew this, you know? John, what other tips do you have? So let's say, John, I'm in Sears and in the clothing department.
What department?
And active clothing. Well, because they sell shit clothing.
I'd be in the tool department.
Pump. I start. Tool department would be good. You could probably find good cover in a tool department.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Okay, you could also find some weapons.
You made me say a bad word.
Maxwell Silver Hammer is probably
Maxwell
there.
Silver Hammer
couple
is in
power
there.
Tools.
Yes. Couple of power tools.
Chainsaw.
And Craftsman tools are guaranteed for life. So if he shot through them, you're good.
If I caught him with power tools, when the SWAT team got there, they'd say, where is that? I'd say, here, there, over there. Over there. There's some over there.
And we couldn't get the wood chipper started.
And they'd be like, excuse me, Mr. Calandro, what is that you and Ainsley are grilling?
Well, we got hungry midway through.
I bet Ainsley doesn't put any pork on his grill.
No, he doesn't.
Sorry. So long pork is different. So John, I'm in Sears.
Right.
All right. Oh, here's a scary one. A perfect scenario. John, you're in Sears with your wife and your two boys.
Right.
Hopefully your two boys are with you looking at the power tools and shit, and your wife is looking at the garden center stuff two aisles away and starts to fire. What do you do, John? Tell me what you do.
At that point, I'd have to, you know, get my kids safe with me and then, you know, try to find out where the fire's coming from and then head towards my wife at that point.
Again, who discusses this?
Right.
Whoever discusses this. Now, how about if you stepped into a mall And the minute you stepped into the hardware section of Sears, if there's an entrance there, like the Willowbrook Mall, what if you said to your wife, if we get separated, there's an emergency, meet you back here, okay,
right.
If possible?
Right.
How much would that take to just say that? If we get lost, separated, or anything happens, meet you back here. These are the things we discuss in that class.
Right.
Now, there's a 50-50 chance that the wife or you can make it back because the shooter might separate you guys or
right.
something like that.
Right.
But it's nice to know because, John, what are you going to do? You're going to walk the entire mall or entire Sears looking for your wife
you
and put your kids in danger?
Can't do that.
No, you're yeah. going to have to take
have
your
to get
kids,
those kids
and
out.
Get to that rendezvous point.
Right.
Maybe you, as a police officer, go outside, put the kids in a car, tell them to lay down. No, I wouldn't leave them either.
No.
Well, there's no clear-cut answer, is there?
No, there isn't. I guess it's all based on the situation, right?
Yeah.
Yep. But that's where the training comes in. The training comes in with at least knowing what to have the discussions at least.
Yeah.
We're not done, are we?
No, we got one more segment. So we'll be
nappy
back.
Nappy time.
Nappy time.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And you hear me say it every week, just make sure it's the real original Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Lipstick Bodyguard is 100% made in the USA to exacting specifications, giving you the most potent formula available by law. Lipstick Bodyguard's available only at lipstickbodyguard.com and now at the Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. And we got a great Lipstick Bodyguard story coming up next week for an entire segment.
Paul W. will be here, special guest. I'm not going anywhere near his last name, you sons of bitches. Okay, just so you know, his name is missing a vowel or three.
Well,
he'll be in next week. He's going to share his Lipstick Bodyguard survival story with us.
And John and I are wondering whether W. really is the letter of his last name or not.
Now, John.
Yes.
I carry a flashlight, 120 lumen flash, in my front left pocket.
Yes.
Okay, if the power went off in the mall, I wouldn't be using my iPhone to find myself around.
Right.
Okay. I mean, little things like this that people have to think about. Such little things to prepare. What you carry on you, a little pocket knife. Here's
right.
a perfect example, ladies and gentlemen. This is why my phone is completely charged whenever I leave my vehicle and go somewhere.
Yep.
How many momos and kids out there would walk into the mall with one bar left in their battery?
Right.
Now you're trapped in the back of the Apple Store. Well, Apple Store is a bad example because there's shit there. Now you're trapped in the back of Bed Bath & Beyond with no power on your cell phone.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. What if you don't know how to dial out on the phone you're in? Is it dial 9? Is there a code to prevent employees from abusing the phone or whatever?
Do they even know how to use the phone?
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a million things that can happen. So, John, you guys are all keyed up, and you're in a diamond pattern,
right,
or you're stacked,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right.
And you're going and you're sweeping room to room.
Yes.
Now, they have to – so let's assume we're in an open store like Bed Bath & Beyond. Right. So now I'm down on the ground. I'm hiding behind a retail rack, and I'm peeking out to see who's walking past the mall. And I'm hoping that the bad guy would miss me. That would be a spot for me, okay,
right,
as a big guy. So as you guys enter, you're mm-hmm going to – what are you going to be yelling? What are you going to be saying? What are you going to be looking for? Are you even talking at all? Give it to me from this perspective. I'm hiding behind
this
rack.
At that point, I wouldn't even be talking at all because I don't know where the shooter is, where he might be. Now we're going to give our position away.
Okay.
So we're going to go in quiet and slow at this point because we don't know what's going on in the store, and hopefully we have a safety passage on the way out. So as we find people, we could send them out to another team to check to make sure that they're a good guy, a bad guy, or a witness, whatever we need from them at that
okay
point.
Okay, so I'm laying there. I'm
right
unarmed.
Yes.
I got my knife on me. I got my flashlight on me. Mm-hmm. I don't have shit. I got my phone. I put my phone on silent so it mm-hmm doesn't ring and the active shooter comes over and shoots me in the head, mm-hmm, right? People
right
would never think of that either.
Yeah, that's correct.
Putting their phone on silent, right?
Yeah.
So I'm laying there, John. I see you guys starting to come into Bed Bath & Beyond. I see you guys giving hand signals to spread out.
Right.
At that point, what should I do?
Just stay there. Wait for us to come to you.
Just lay there.
Because if you're going to come running at us at that point, and again, it's going to put us on awareness, and something bad may happen.
And so the average scared person is
gonna
exactly
run.
What they're going to do.
They're going to jump up and run.
Toward the
so
uniforms,
I'm laying
yeah
there. I should make sure my hands are where you can see them.
Right.
And I should just stay there in a submissive manner until
yes
you see me.
Right.
And then wait
and
for the commands.
We don't even want you to yell out because then if he's
it
looking for us,
the position
looking
away
for us,
too.
They're
right
giving a position away.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? You don't even yell out because you don't want to give the position away. You don't want to bring the firefight right over to where you are almost
right
safe.
Right.
Because they're going to pat you down, and they're going to send you behind them probably where they have a clearance team that are going to walk people to safety or whatever. This is your chance to get out, and you can screw it up, you know.
Right.
But
yes
now, this is easy for me, but what if I'm with your two? What if you're with your two boys, John, to keep their mouths shut, to
exactly
hold them down?
Right.
To get, one of them's telling you he's got to go to the bathroom. The other one's telling you he's thirsty.
Yeah.
The other one's telling you he didn't get his milkshake or whatever like you promised
yeah
because the kids don't realize the severity
right
of this at
right
the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough situation.
Very tough.
Okay? You could almost kind of make it a game with the kids.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, but you got to be careful. You know, maybe have the kids face away from the entrance and you face towards the entrance. This shit has to be thought of. John said
right
while we were on break, he got it from his dad. His dad, when they went in a mall or something, would say, if anything happens, we all meet back here if anybody gets lost. We need to start implementing that with
right
our families
right
again. I mean, I still
absolutely
do it, but we need to implement that.
It's a whole different world right now. You know, everybody, you know, what Kelly talked about in his article was the fact that everybody's surprised. It's amazing how progressives are surprised that this is a... And of course, what do they blame? They blame the availability of guns,
of
which
course
is
right
ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Because we know that in Kenya, you know, these same people, we're dealing with Chechen rebels who will cut the beating heart out of someone's chest and eat it. They don't care whether they have a gun or not.
So, John, I'm laying there scared shit.
Right.
I see you fucking guys coming in all dressed in black with mm-hmm lights on, blinding the shit out of me,
yeah,
right? And you surround me,
mm-hmm,
and then somebody's going to be whispering commands to me or telling me
correct
what to do.
Right.
So I just comply 100%.
Comply
what
100%.
Can I expect at that point? Maybe get cuffed?
You might get cuffed or zip-tied, or we're just going to send you out.
You're going to pat
situation
me down.
Definitely pat
make
you
sure
down.
I don't have any weapons.
Right.
And you're going to tell me go that way or wait here or
exactly
whatever behind the SWAT team.
Right.
And that's exactly what I should do.
Right.
Okay. And I might be able to offer info to you at that time,
yes,
which way I saw him go or whatever
else. And that's another good
else
thing. Keep aware. See what's going on. If you're a witness, let us know so we can get to that point where
right
you last saw the shooter.
Invaluable information.
Yeah.
And I just described one scenario and John gave you some of those tips for it. But every one of you, the next time you go to mall with your family, when you're waiting for your wife or something outside the dressing room or something, freeze that moment right there and imagine, boom, something just happened. What do you do from that point
right
on?
Good, great.
Discuss it with your family. Follow up on it,
yes,
all right? But now the scary part is, John, in a couple of years, your kids are going to be going to mall without you.
Exactly.
Okay? Right. Mm-hmm. That's a scary situation. You need to instill upon them now these basic fundamentals for survival. Yeah.
That's a lot different from when I was a kid going to the mall.
Right.
You didn't hear about this stuff.
No.
You know, you went, you had fun, you came home. I went on a bus, you know.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, now, you know, everyone drops their kids off, they leave them there, who knows what's going to happen.
So this is invaluable to think about. It's invaluable to know what's going on. Cell phones should be charged before you go in. If there's an active shooter situation, put them on silent, okay?
Right.
So you don't give away your position. Like me, the SWAT team would be coming through and they would hear a phone ringing behind the Cinnabon kiosk.
No, you'd still be popping him into the oven. I'm making more, guys. Don't worry about it. Everything's good. We're good.
So, and, but yeah, you're going to definitely be blinded. You're definitely going to be scared shit.
Right.
You know, you talk about situations like Knappen talks about this all the time. If you're carrying a switchblade and you don't, and the SWAT team comes and finds on you, you're going to get charged.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like if you're carrying a sap, a slapjack or something,
anything.
You're going to get charged. You know, we talk about, well, next week we're going to have a good story, but I'll tell you what, lipstick bodyguard is a great thing to have. Again, if I was in the Apple store and the active shooter starts pushing the door open behind the 40 knocked out pasty white Apple employees, I could spray that shit in his face.
That's right.
I could spray it in the face.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now there's a situation we talk about. What if you neutralize the active shooter? You can't be standing with a gun when the police come.
Exactly, right.
Okay? You might want to find something to tie him, and you might want to put the gun down like a foot away from you and sit there next to the gun so you could reach it if there was more active shooters or not. But when the police come, you want to make sure there's a good separation between you and that weapon.
Right. Okay? Right.
Don't reach for it to hand it to the cops.
Yeah,
don't point it at the muzzle
that's mine.
First.
Can I have
exactly. I mean, there are so many facets that need to be covered
that you don't think about.
But John, if you had someone that knew and remembered 20 or 30% of this, there's less chance of them getting shot. Correct?
Yes, definitely, most definitely.
Or getting a cop shot.
Right.
Or getting a cop shot. You know, nerves and stress and everything else.
Sure.
So these are the things that we're going to be covering in this class. John is co-teaching this class with Bill Fearon. So it's John Uzzolino and Bill Fearon are going to be the instructors.
Two really, really good guys. Not very, very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
I've
and
seen both of them.
There's going to be scenarios.
Thank you.
There's going to be. Well, we only roll with the best at Gun for Hire. You know that. There's going to be scenarios where they're going to show people what to do and how to run and where to hide, difference between cover and concealment and everything. And it's only a four-hour class. It's civilian response to an active shooter situation. Now, for you people in the other 48 free states out there, this course is basically designed for us sheep in New Jersey that don't have a gun.
Yeah, right. We have to hide.
Okay, it's a completely different ball of wax if you have a gun on you when the police come to the scene. But we're teaching people unarmed what to do in a situation like this.
Yes.
The problem is that this class is going to draw all the alphas and the people in situational awareness. The bad thing is it's not going to draw the people with head and ass disease.
Right.
But the good thing for us is that's fine because when they're all
covering
running the wrong way,
correct,
they're covering concealment and they're also causing a diversion for us to do the right thing.
Yes.
And if we can instill that with our family and our children and our friends, then we're one up on everybody else. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel.
It's just the way it is.
Survival of the fittest.
Darwin
was right. Too bad you took that leg of the stream, Sam, and I took the right way.
Yep,
and
exactly.
I got to hit the eggs. You didn't.
Okay? Exactly. You know, it's a funny thing that you talk about all the weapons that we, you know, carry around with us. And until I met you, I used to have just a little key fob that I used to carry, right? Now I've got the, what do you call that thing? The giant bar thing?
The karambit.
The karambit. I've got that. I've got a little last ditch knife, the tactical pens, the light that's on the, you know, the tactical light, all this shit weighing down my keys. And my wife is like, they must weigh 12 pounds. Yes, I said, one day you're going to thank me.
Think
for
about
one of these
it. You're, it's Christmas time is coming, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, okay?
Yes.
What better time for shit like this to happen?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay?
The entire season. And we've been talking about this now for years. It's coming. I really do believe that.
No.
And I'm not one of those Chicken Little sky.
Me either.
You know.
John, is your wife receptive to training and understanding as the mom of two kids?
At times,
But it's hard for you to teach her, right?
Yeah, it is.
because she doesn't want to hear it. Because I know. It'll never happen to us.
Right. It's like my wife. She's, I'm aware. Yeah. No, you're not.
It's hard for us to teach our loved ones because they don't take. And everybody thinks it's not going to happen to them.
Correct.
This hit awfully close to home.
Correct. Yeah.
This is the Garden State Plaza. Right. I mean, everybody goes there. This mall is the busiest mall. I hear it's the highest revenue generating mall in the country.
Yes.
Per square foot.
And one of the busiest.
Being closed today.
Yes, being closed today, right.
And they're closed on every Sunday, and it's still the highest grossing mall in the country on a 6-day work week. That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You know, but there's a lot of money in that area, Bergen County. Yeah. Sure. All the New Yorkers come to beat the sales tax on clothing. 7 or 8%, whatever they pay over there, 9%.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Now that they have a social... De Blasio's going to fix that.
You got a communist in office now. Yes. Wait.
So
that's great.
What other advice can you give us, John? Is there anything you should grab as you're running through the mall besides a young waif?
Young waif.
Well, if you're going to be pinned down Rolex, for 6 or 7 hours,
a Rolex. things to eat, Cinnabon, McDonald's, anything like that.
Yeah, well, we're at that point where you should plan before you go. I mean, you could pull up a map of the mall online and there's either the exits or I only have to go to Sears. I'm going to park near Sears, head
That's
into Sears,
do.
Grab the way when I got to go and get out.
Right.
Instead of just walking around, moping around and getting yourself into trouble at this point.
I like ordering online. It's delivered to me house.
He goes right to the house.
But I've always been that way.
And I can take my UPS guy. Yes. I can get him. No problem.
I've been this way since before shit like this was happening because it's just our nature.
Well, that's why it's so difficult for guys like us to go with our families or our wives or whatever to these high-risk environments.
I don't want to go. I hate it.
We're so stressed out. By the time we get home, we need a nap, for God's sake.
If there was a shooting at a ballpark during a football or baseball game, I want to see everybody make for the stairs and the exit at the same time.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I want to see everybody make to the stairs and the exit and see how that works out for you.
Yeah, look how long it takes you normally when the game ends.
An hour to get out of something. What they're going to say is one person was shot and 83 people were suffocated because they were crushed.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Okay? Happens all the time.
Yep.
John, class is going to be great this week.
Yeah, it is.
You better get your hair done and lose a few pounds before CBS gets here.
I got my nail appointment. Listen, everything's good to go.
Is there any way I can lose 75 pounds from now till Wednesday?
Sure.
Cut a leg off,
yeah.
Thanks. All right, guys. We have civilian response to an active shooter situation. This week, classes are being scheduled for December, by the way, also. Overflow classes. So you want to be in it on them. Napping, May 9th. Get here. There's about 10 seats left. Defensive Penn, December 14th. 2 seats left. Masad Ayoub, the great... You like Masad Ayoub, John?
Yes.
Masad Ayoub is going to be here in April, one time only for 2014, exclusive to New Jersey.
Very nice.
We have a ladies-only class in December. We have our preparing class, Preparing for the Storm, very popular class. If you are a member of the Woodland Park Range, you pay $20 for FFL transfers. Everyone in the state hates me. $20 for FFL transfers.
That's not why they hate you.
And the newest member perk, if you are an existing member of the range and you refer someone to join at gold, silver, or platinum, you get $50 put on your account in the store.
I got the bus showing up later.
Okay? $50 put on your account. You hear that? Do not screw that up.
I want mine in cash.
I'm out. Again, Detective Sergeant John Uzzolino, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
On behalf of my co-host Sandy.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Detective Sergeant John Uzzolino, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Tell a friend, please be safe. Come to this thing. It is a nasty, nasty world out there. Learn how to keep your family safe. From sea to the shine.